Amen. 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 You know, as I was moving through this morning, amen, the question should always come in your brain every single Sunday. Why am I here? Because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. We're here because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Welcome to everybody in the sanctuary, everybody on YouTube, everybody on Facebook. We are all here in person and remotely. Why? Because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So that we can hear his rich word this morning. Amen. So that we can fellowship one another. Amen. 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 For those of you who are watching online, maybe you're visiting somewhere, we are located in West Philadelphia. Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. Amen. 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 So it's a good thing that we can sit here today and say, because of Jesus, I'm here for another year. Amen. Because as we look back, there's what? There's all that stuff that has already happened. But because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we always think about, what would Jesus do? No, no. What am I doing? Because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to stand up, open up with prayer, and then I'm going to read our scripture. And I believe Sister Alex will be after that, if I'm correct. Oh, Lord, thank you. We are here because of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We made it through another year because of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word is made available. Why? Because you made it available. Hallelujah. You've made it printed. You've made it electronic. You've made it taught. You've made it preached. Hallelujah. Because you knew, hallelujah, before we did, that we need you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for watching over our families. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Because of you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Situations are handled because of you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you. Lord, hallelujah. Keep our eyes, our minds, our hearts fixed on you, oh Lord. For the more we mature, oh Lord, the more we realize that all those things out there are just tricks of distraction. That we would look away from you. That we would do other things rather than doing things because of you, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being patient with us. Hallelujah. Thank you for being forgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you for being loving. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord. We're here because of you, O Lord. And you've got more than two or three here this morning. Sit next to us in these pews. Let us feel the loving warmth of your presence, O Lord, as you commune with us. Lord, anoint our minister this morning that she would move out of the way and that your word would fill her and she would deliver it unto us because she is your servant. She's preaching because of you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, prepare our hearts and our minds right now. That whatever confusion has been going on, whatever adversity has been going on, whatever worry has been going on, whatever sickness has been going on, whatever conflict that has been going on, whatever money issues that have been going on, would be moved out of the way right now so we can hear your word. Because, Lord, when you write your word on the fleshy tables of our hearts, all that clutter has to get out of the way. That we would not worry anymore. And that we would walk out and witness unto your glory. Hallelujah. That you would place us in the lives of those that need your word and don't know you. And that we would obediently witness unto your glory. We are here because of you, O Lord. Touching our hearts and our minds right now. You are welcome into this place. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, amen. I have us on a scripture sheet here, but I actually want to read something a little bit different. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to something that the pastor talked about before. I'm going to read from Proverbs. Proverbs, the first chapter, okay? Amen. So we're going to Proverbs 1 real quick. The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. He is going to bless us this morning with his presence and his instruction. Amen. So let us make sure our hearts and our minds are ready. And I'll leave you with one last thing. You sit down. Does anybody remember when I would teach Bible study? What is wisdom? God's truth applied to life's issues. Let us be ready to receive his instruction this morning. Amen. 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 I'm going to step out of the way for a moment. I believe it's our sister Alex. Am I right? She's coming, so I'm right. Amen. So she's going to, what's she going to do for us? How we spell it? S-A-N-G. Sang for us.
Praise the Lord, Taylor. We all know this one. Please join in. Amen.
Exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think, according to the power that works within you, in you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. He's able. He's able. He's able. Oh, 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 He's able. Oh, 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 He's able. Oh, 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 He's able. Oh, 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 He's able. 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 Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. He's able.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you're here because of Jesus, you know He's what? Able. Right? Because your vision now sees that everything you couldn't do, He did. Right? He's able. Amen. Now I want everybody to stand. You have a true servant of God that is coming this morning to deliver the word that He has placed in her heart. A word that God knew we needed this first Sunday of the new year. Amen. Amen. So we're going to invite up our minister, Keisha Cureton, His willing and faithful servant. Amen. Amen. Let us receive our minister this morning. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're here the first Sunday of 2026. Happy New Year. Did we make it over? Hallelujah. Are we still standing? Do we still have breath in our lungs? Hallelujah. Do we still have the working of our limbs? Is our mind still stayed on Him? Hallelujah. And because there is breath in my lungs, hallelujah, I come to praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah. And I encourage you to praise the name of the Lord, because He's here. He met us here. He was already here when we walked in the door. He was waiting on each and every one of us. And He sent a word, and I believe it's a life-changing word. How do I know? Because it changed my life. Because I'm able to stand here before you today. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a time I couldn't even read the announcements before. My hand would just shake like this. Praise the name of the Lord. But through it all, hallelujah, I thank the Lord for holy boldness. Hallelujah, that he's still working on me. He's still changing me. And I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful. So this morning, I give honor to each and every one of you. I give honor to our pastor, Jonathan Ford, in his absence. I give honor to my husband, Pastor John Curitan. I give honor to every minister and deacon in the house, each and every one of you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you this morning, God, in holy reverence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I ask that you go before me, Lord God. You have already prepared the heart. You have already prepared the word, God. And Lord, I ask that you just hide me in your presence, oh God, that the word will do what it is sent to do. We know the word doesn't need any elbow grease. The word doesn't need nothing added that is powerful all by itself, oh God. So, Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will come upon me, God, and endow me to deliver this word that you have given me, oh God, that it is not of me, but it is of you, God, so that lives will be changed, so that hearts are transformed, and that we will run, hallelujah, to the glory of your name, God, from today, oh God, that we will be changed, God. Hallelujah, to the glory of your name. In this, your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. So if you have your word, we're going to Isaiah, the first chapter. Isaiah chapter 1. And if you need a Bible, you can lift your hand and somebody will bring it to you. Or you could look on your neighbor. I'm sure your neighbor won't mind. So Isaiah chapter 1, and I'm reading New King James Version, which was the version that our pastor recommended for us to read in this house. Amen. So say amen if you have it. Amen. And the word says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." Amen. And just take a moment and read verse 20. Y'all could read that silently. And, but that's what the word says. And it's funny because God always gives us the good news first. What we'll get if we obey, and then he gives us followed by the bad news. But y'all can read that on your own because I don't want to get in trouble by our pastor. He'd be like, y'all too rough on them. So I don't want to get in trouble. But this morning our focus will be on the 19th verse. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. And my subject this morning is rightfully aligned. You may be seated. Amen. So pray for me. Amen. As we go to the word. So in Isaiah chapter 1, the header in my Bible reads, "Judah called to repentance." And so here's some biblical history. During the reign of King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel consisted of 12 tribes. And then after King Solomon died, there was a dispute over taxes and labor, and then there were two tribes in the south that broke off, and these were Judah and Benjamin. And so both of these tribes are referred to as the kingdom of Judah. Amen. So Isaiah was a preacher and prophet to the kingdom of Judah. So what do we know about Judah? What do we know about the tribe of Judah? Amen. The tribe of Judah is royal lineage to Jesse, King David, and Jesus. And then if we know our word, what? We are drafted in. So we are also in the tribe of Judah. So when we go to Isaiah chapter 1, God has some strong words for the kingdom of Judah as Isaiah is confronting their rebellious nature. And let me tell you, God has been doing some deep work in me. So he had to do that surgery on me first before I could stand here today and give this word. And because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, God is also confronting our rebellious nature. So for many of us, 2025 was that year when we had some, we've been knocked around, some up, some down, some answered prayers, some unanswered prayers. But because we're still breathing and standing, there's grace. And I can tell you that there is continuous grace. As long as we're breathing, all we got to do is repent, get back on track, and he's right there. But I believe God is calling us to be rightfully aligned in 2026. I've had the privilege of being involved with many churches' ministry through evangelism and evangelism for the city of Philadelphia. And I can tell you the vision is large and is backed by our mayor, Sherelle Parker. And I'm just so thankful that he's given me different people that are bringing me in the discussion and bringing me into the vision and the different prayer teams that are involved. But many of us don't know, but there are 500,000 people expected in the city in 2026. And so there are large evangelism efforts citywide. Churches coming together, arm, linked in arm, together. No striving, no competition. We have one purpose, to see souls be saved and the city be saved and to see the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of God hover over the city of Philadelphia. And I've just been so amazed. And one of my mentors, newer mentor, she's 95 years old. She's still working strong in the ministry. And many have signed up for 1 hour time slots to pray for the city. So the city is prayed for 24/7. Around the clock, 24/7, and people from around the world are praying for Philadelphia. And the time slot she signed up for was 4 a.m. this morning. I want to say that I made it, but let's just say I didn't make it. But one of these Sundays, I'm going to make it. But I believe he's calling us to be rightfully aligned in 2026. And this alignment is for our protection. Amen. It's for our protection. Because let's be honest, the enemy, he's still going to rage. Sickness might still afflict. Finances might still be tight. But God. But if it's one thing I could say this year, I want to be rightfully aligned with God. That no matter what comes my way, I want to be rightfully aligned. Because of God's great love for us, he gives us instructions so he can prosper us and not harm us. So many of us, we know Jeremiah 29:11 by heart, right? This is one of those scriptures. And for those that don't know the scripture, just go and find it and learn it and just let it be written on a tablet of your heart to memorize it. But it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." That is God's desire for our life. But we must be rightfully aligned. Because many times we say, no, that's okay, God, I got it. I got it. I can do it all by myself. I don't need you in this area. I'm good, right? I've done it. So let's go to Isaiah 119. The verse starts with a promise that reads, if. We're just going to stop right there. If. So anytime you see the word if in the Bible, this means it's a conditional promise. This means that it's something that you must do in order to receive what is written. That's just the word. I can't sugarcoat the word. That's just the word. So it says, if you are willing and obedient. I had to look up the word willingness. The willingness means the quality or state of being prepared to do something. Readiness, right? We got to get ready. There's a big harvest coming. We got to get ready. And then when we look at the biblical definition of willingness, it means doing something wholeheartedly, enthusiastically. So willingness can be described as a heart attitude in service to God. How we feel about the ministry. How do we feel about lost souls that God wants to save? How do we feel about prayer? How do we feel about coming at 8:30 a.m. in the morning to pray for the church? How do we feel about that? What is our heart attitude to it? Am I willing to sacrifice an hour of sleep? In verse 19, willingness means a cooperative spirit to join together with God and be made holy. If you go to the prior verse, Isaiah 1:18, it says, "Come now and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Right? But he's saying, come now. Come to me. Come now. Let us discuss this together. Let us have a dialogue together. That means let us pray. And remember, Isaiah was written before Christ was born. But Isaiah is speaking of what's to come. That a sacrifice greater than anything Judah has ever known was coming to the tribe. And they, plus us, must be willing to accept him. This sacrifice will allow them to know God and to be known by him. Amen. This sacrifice will allow them to have access to a fountain of grace, fully forgiven, as long as they don't rebel and turn away. I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. So we must not only receive Jesus, but then be open to do whatever God asks us to do so we are rightfully aligned. So just a footnote, being willing doesn't mean saying yes to anything and everybody, right? Saying yes to God will sometimes mean you got to say no to people. Right. Choosing to please God might mean you got to disappoint your family and your friends. Because this is a narrow path. This is a narrow road that the Lord has put us on as his servants. And I believe when we are saved, we become his servant. But this is a narrow path where it could be lonely and hard. But he has promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Acts 5:29 says we ought to obey God rather than men. But having a willing spirit means that when our Lord speaks, our hearts are listening and available. Our hands are ready to do what is asked them to do. Our feet are prepared to run. We're open to do whatever he's asked us to do. And wholeheartedly and enthusiastically. Because why? Because our master is asking us to. He's the one that holds our future. He's the one that holds our breath and our lungs. So when he asks me to do anything, my only answer can be yes, because he's my creator. He already knows what he put in me. But God has to be the boss man of our life. And so let's be real. Most of the time, we don't want to do much of anything, right? Why? Because we're tired. We're worn out. We have allowed ourselves to be run down by the cares of this world. Because we're carrying the stuff that he has already told us to lay down, right? We're allowing other people to be like, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do that? And we just say, yes, 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 yes. Allow ourselves to get worn out. And we want to work when it's time that the Lord said rest. And then we want to rest when it's time to work. We're rebellious in nature. That's just how it is. But this year in 2026, we just got to be real with God. We got to tell him how we feel. We have to tell him that we're tired and frustrated. Ask him to prioritize your schedule. When your friend calls and asks you to do something, then take a moment. Say, Lord, is this something you want me to do? Or do you want me to tell them no because you have me in rest mode? Amen? Because sometimes God does make exceptions. Sometimes he has you in rest mode and he'd be like, no, that's an emergency. You got to put that down. It's okay. Go ahead and go. But you got to check in with your Father. Before you run around and doing everything for everybody and get worn out so that when he has something for you to do, you're tired, you're worn out. Right. Because he knows everything on your plate. He knows everybody you connected to. He knows what's going to come up tomorrow, right? Because how many times did we get so worn out with somebody else's emergency that when our own emergency came, we didn't have anything left, right? I've been there. When I was on zero, I was on negative, had nothing left. Couldn't even pray. And thank God that I know brothers and sisters who could pray on my behalf to get me up on my feet again. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for Taylor, that it's people here that can get a prayer through. And it's people here that I don't have to call. They already know. They already praying for me before I even call them. They already know. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful for that. But many times when we focus on obeying God and up until now, I've just been focused on obeying God. But if we only obey him, but we have the wrong spirit, the wrong attitude, we're only getting it half right. I have read the parable of the two sons in Matthew 21, and it was two sons, and their father told them to do something, and they both said no. And then one got up and went ahead and did it, and it was accepted. Amen. Because obedience is better than a sacrifice. But God doesn't want us to just be obedient. He wants that when he asks us to do something, he wants us to be willing. He wants us to be open to it. He wants us to have a good attitude. That's what gives him pleasure. And so for me, I want to please my father. And y'all know how it is, the parents in the room. When you ask a child to do something, right, and then one might have a bad attitude, a huff and puff, and the other one be like, yeah, sure, no problem, I got it. And so you have a tendency to ask the one all the time that say, sure, no problem, I got it, right? And that's the same way that our father is. He's like, if you huffing and puffing, like, wrong attitude, like, I'd rather just use somebody else that has a good attitude, that has a willing spirit. He doesn't want us to be like, all right, God, I'll obey you today, God. I'll do you this favor. But then you pay me back. But then you pay me back next week and bless me. That's how we are. But then, God, you remember that prayer request that I prayed to you 5 years ago and you ain't answer it? But if I do this for you, can you answer that prayer for me? Let's be real. That's exactly how we sound. But we forget that he our father. He is boss man. He is boss man. He don't owe us nothing. Thank you, Jesus. He don't owe us nothing. He already paid the price for us with Jesus dying on a cross for our sins that we can have access to God. Thank you, Jesus. But obedience to God, it must start with being willing, open, and cooperative. Having an open heart and a posture of readiness. So at the sound of his command, we're off. We're off. I was at a track meet on Friday, and y'all know how the runners, they line up, and it's like, ready, set. And as soon as that gun goes off, they off. That's how we got to be. We ready, right? We in position. We ready. Right? We getting set because we know he's been talking to us. He's been speaking to us about stuff going on. So we getting set. We ready. And then as soon as that gun go off, look, we got to be off because we already have the instructions. We already been aligned, so we know what's coming. We know what he's going to ask us. So we just off. But when we are unwilling, and y'all know some of the decisions that I had to make this year that I was really struggling with, and so, you know, this sermon comes out of that season, and I don't want to say too much on tape. But when we are unwilling, it's very much a heart issue. Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So, yes, we all got issues, and it starts with our heart. I want to be rightfully aligned. Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient. So what does it mean to obey God? It means to do what the word says to do, to love God and others, obeying the holy scriptures, obeying those in authority of us. Young people, that means obeying your parents, obeying the instruction of the Holy Spirit. In other words, just do it. We must get in the word of God and stay there. Walk it out. We are susceptible to the attacks of the enemy when we don't know what the word says. So over the last couple of years, I've been seeing artificial intelligence twist the words of famous preachers and make it look like they said something that they didn't really do. And I've seen it numerous times, and I could be like, yeah, no, that's not the word, you know, that's not God, and I'll, you know, just turn to something else. But if we're not careful, we'll blindly follow this false teaching because they have a million followers, and so we think, oh, they must be doing something right. But we have to study to show thyself approved. There was a time when the word wasn't written in English. It was only in Latin. And so it was only for the select few that had the money to go to school to study Latin so that they can read scripture and then tell the people what it said. And then there was a time when the word was written in English, but it was so big you couldn't carry it, right? It would be 50 pounds. And it was only one copy designated for the house of God. And then it cost a lot of money, so most people couldn't afford to buy the word. But today, we have the word at our fingertips. And it's free of charge. And I can tell you, get the Bible app. If anybody doesn't have it, just you can read it in whatever version of the Bible you want. It's right there at your fingertips. But this year, we got to be determined to get in the word this year and stay there. James 1:22, it says, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And Matthew 7:24, it says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And I want to be wise by hearing the word of God and doing it. Obeying God requires faith, trust, and honor. Our greatest example of what obedience looks like is Jesus himself. So not only was he willing, but he followed through with obedience to God's plan of salvation. He was ridiculed on our behalf. He was bloodied and bruised on our behalf. Jesus laid down his life for us. And in return, we do the same. So faith to God isn't about seeing the big picture. It's not about knowing everything that's going to come at once, but it's about your yes to God in the unknown, your yes in the valley of decision, your yes while you wait on God's promise. Not sure what this is going to look like, God, but yes, I trust you, Lord, with each step. Lord, I trust you with each breath. John 13:7 NIV says, Jesus replied, you do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand. And many of us have that same testimony of obeying God. Didn't know what it was going to look like, didn't have the money, but it was like step by step. He would just provide each step as I walk it out. He just make a way out of no way. Amen. But it's only after you get through it and you look back and you be like, oh God, okay, you got it. Okay, now I could trust you a little more. And so each of us, in that valley of decision, in the valley of unknown, just trust them. And it's going to work out for our benefit. The Bible says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And if you're here today, you are called according to his purpose. But watch God work it out in your life and cooperate with him. Step by step, he knows your limitations. Amen. He knows everything. He knows your limitations. He knows the ailments and the sicknesses, and he can work with it all. And I can tell you there's a great blessing in being willing and obedient. The second verse of Isaiah 1:19 says, you shall eat the good of the land. And when I think of eating the good of the land, I'm thinking meat and veggies, steak and potatoes. Like many of us, we would hear Shirley Caesar's song, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, right? That's the good things of the land. But foods that stick to your ribs so that you're not hungry again 15 minutes later. Food that provides health to your body. This verse implies blessing in the form of provision and sustenance. You won't fade away. You won't give up. You won't give in to temptation. But you'll not only be able to stand, but you'll be able to run for Jesus, to do whatever he says do. When we are willing and obedient, God will sustain us. We will be content and at peace with joy running over. Amen. Amen. So for altar call, as I mentioned, I had to do some work. Some wrestling. I was in a wrestling match with the Lord over some of the instruction that he's been giving me to do. And you know, we don't win with wrestling matches with God. It's like either he's going to change your heart or you're going to be crippled. Pick one. Pick one. So for me, God changed my heart, creating me a clean heart. But when I read the scripture this morning, when the Holy Spirit first gave it to me, I initially thought the focus was on the second part, eating the good of the land. You know, we're going to shout, right? First Sunday of the year, we're going to shout. God's going to bless us. It's going to be running over all the blessings of the Lord. But as I spent the time with Jesus, it became clear that he wanted me to focus on the first part, willing and obedient. Holy Spirit gave me the subject, rightfully aligned. And I had to look up the difference between rightly and rightfully. And I found out that rightly means a good thing to do, whereas rightfully means a person's entitlement or legal claim. I'm looking at our lawyer. Because when we are saved and because of Jesus' blood, we got legal rights. This thing ain't emotional or mental. It's legal, written in doctrine. This is what the word says. This is what I have. The only time we give up our rights is when we turn away. In rebellion, when we lay it down. When we just hand it over, be like, I don't want this. We just hand it over. Because we have a legal stake in this thing of access to God through the blood of Jesus. So Jesus is asking us to start the year off in repentance. Do y'all remember when we used to start the year off in fasting? I remember it was before I was a member and JC would always fast. And I never understood the fasting, you know, and I feel so bad because I was probably more temptation because I'm like, what is fasting? I felt bad. I just forgot. But the fasting, the beginning of the year, was so that we get the year off right. Right? When God sends correction, it's because he already has our redemption in mind. It's because he wants to bless us with stuff, but he needs us to be in the right place where he called us to be before he can give it to us. So I've gotten to the point where I'm thankful for correction because I know God has something greater for me that he wants me to have, but I'm standing in the way because of my flesh and my stubbornness of heart because I don't want to change. So God is saying, if you just get the year off right, get rightfully aligned with me so that I can do everything that I desire through your life, right? For his glory, for his glory. And when we think of obedience, we often think of something negative like castor oil or Paxlovid, right? Taking some nasty medication. But the obedience is for our very blessing and protection. He's just trying to keep us from some stuff. It's not to harm us. So the first call, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, today is your day. January 4th, 2026. Peace, love, and joy is your portion if you give your life to Christ. If you desire to be saved right where you are, say this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I want to be made clean. I want to be rightfully aligned with you this year. I accept you in my heart and place my trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, I invite you to come to the altar so one of our ministers or deacons can pray with you. And if you're online, please reach out to us. You can do it through info@taylortabernacle.com, or you can give us a call, 215-748-4578, so we can pray with you. And the second call, if you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, but you know you're not rightfully aligned with God, you know you give God attitude every time he asks you to do something, you struggle with an unwilling heart and or rebellion, and maybe it's because you're scared or you just want to do what you want. But as I was preparing this message, I stumbled on an IG post from Rise to Lead, and it reads, God is not waiting for you to be fearless. He's waiting for you to trust him to take the next step while you're afraid. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's obedience in the presence of it. You just need a willing heart. So this morning, if you struggle with an unwilling heart, I invite you to the altar for prayer. If you struggle with rebellion, I invite you to the altar for prayer. And after today, you still have to do the work on your heart to be changed. But the first step is repentance. 2026 is your year to be rightfully aligned with God. 2026 is the year to be used of the Lord like never before. Here's the key. Your obedience is not only just for you, but it's for the ones God is preparing you to be sent to, the ones that he's assigned you to. And he's heard their cry in the dark. He's heard their cry for help, and he's preparing you to reach them. He's seen them wandering in the wilderness, and you're the one that's sent to light their way. And yes, God can send someone else to do it, but he desires you. So our prayer this year, I will do what God asks of me. That is our prayer. To be willing to be changed, to be used like never before. Thank you, Jesus. And if you desire prayer for anything else, the altar is open. We're here this morning for you. Holy Spirit already went before us. He's already given us the instruction. And this morning we just come with a willing heart and obedient spirit. This morning we come to you, Lord, because you know all that we have. You know all that we are. You know our past from our future, God. You know everything, oh God. And we come and we lay our lives before you, God. We lay our lives at your feet, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning, God. Father, Lord, as you look out on the audience, God, you know those that should have come but chose not to, God. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll minister to them right where they are, God. Lord God, we pray for heart surgery this morning, God, in our spirit, God. Hallelujah, God. Father, Lord, we pray this morning, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, you have already set it up, oh God. You have already sent the way, God. You have already done it, oh God. And Lord God, we just step in, God. We step into the seat that you have given us, God. Lord, we step into the water this morning that's been troubled, God. Lord God, we step in this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bind every stubborn heart, God. Lord, bind every unwilling spirit. Bind everything that's not like you, oh God. And Lord Jesus, have your way this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, do what only you can do, oh God. That nothing is impossible for you, oh God. Lord Jesus, have your way today, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Change our hearts, God. Give us hearts of flesh and not of stone, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, you've been so good, God. We just say thank you, Lord God. We ask that you have grace and mercy on our lives, God. Give us time to get it right, God. Continue to work with us, God, and we will cooperate with you, God. Lord, don't give up on us, Lord, but continue to work in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we won't turn away, Lord God. We won't turn away from you, oh God. But Lord Jesus, We continue to look at you, God. We continue to face you, God. We continue to move forward in your will, God. We continue to move forward in your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of 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 Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, in your name, oh Lord. In your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. In your name, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, in your name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Set at liberty right now, oh, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It is said in the word that the Lord is to set us free, set us at liberty. The minister was talking about getting in alignment. When you come willingly to the altar to get in alignment, to be set free. Amen? Amen. All that stuff that you carry it with you when you walk through those doors. All that stuff that's been hanging on you all week, whatever it is, family, job, money, whatever the situation is, when you can come up here, get in alignment, say, Lord, I'm coming willingly. I don't care who else in this church. I'm coming willingly because of the word that has been preached unto me. He sets you free. That's what it means. Set you at liberty. Liberty is freedom. Go take a look at Luke 4:18. He will set you free from whatever it is that has been burdening you. That's what our minister was preaching about. Amen? Amen. Let us be happy that what? We were here to hear that preached word. Amen? Amen. Because God gave that to her to prepare for this week, but God had it in his plan from what? The beginning. He said, this first Sunday in 2026, this is what I want this church to hear. Amen? Amen. So let us rejoice to know that he's still watching over us. He's still got a word ready for us. And for some of us, you're going to have to pray about it during the week. Think about it. Meditate on it. Lord, let me get in alignment with you. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, I still got a drummer here. And since I got a drummer here, I'm going to kill the organ for a second because I just want my drum roll before we know what time it is. Can I just get a drum roll, please? What time is it? Offering time. Amen. I know some of y'all was like, wait a minute, is he doing Morris Day? No, I wasn't doing that. We are going to have our offering time and our announcements. Amen. I'm going to bring up our sister Kennedy. She's on her way with a smile on her face. It's right there. It's right there. Yeah, willingly. With a smile on her face. With a smile on her face.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Zelle, or also by using U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you'll receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle 6309. Zelle at 215-287-6968. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithe/offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. You may also give an offering to the pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App, $ Pastor Jonathan Ford. Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. The past, as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you're not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. Choir practice for all ages, 2nd through 5th Sunday after service. Pastors asking all members, family, and friends to join him online via Google Meets every Wednesday evening. This month, as we study Ephesians. Sunday school for juniors and teens meet on Google Meets from 8:30 to 9 a.m. every second to fifth Sunday. Primary class Sunday school meets in person from 10:45 to 11:15 on the second to fifth Sundays. Pastor's Wiley Challenge.
Amen. Amen. There's one announcement I didn't see on there. Is Sister Melissa here? Can you come up for a second? Just explain. I know the pastor had announced it last week. I don't see it on here, but as far as what's being done for the church dinner we're having, I believe it's the 18th. Am I right? So I just wanted to have her come up and explain real quick, since I know she's reached out to some folks.
If you want to do something or be involved in any way, you can reach out. We have a list of things. Some people I reached out to personally, asking them to bring things. And thank God for the new year, because they said yes. Nobody said no. But you can see me after church today to let me know what you would like to contribute. You can contribute via serving or anything. It doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be an item. We just want to come together as one and be together.
I guess I should have laid more of a foundation for. So on the 18th after service, we're having our annual dinner where we're bringing in different dishes. And so what she's reaching out to everybody is for help, for food, for assistance, because we know everybody be here to eat, right? But we want to all contribute collectively. Amen? 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 Even the little one. Amen. Go ahead. Say it again. Amen. There we go. Say it louder. There we go. Amen. Right? With that, I'm going to bring up our minister, Keisha Puritan, to close us out. Amen. But can we all stand and honor her? Didn't? Weren't we blessed with a word this morning? Amen.
Bless you. Amen. Just three closing points. Keep a running dialogue with God. He knows your issues. We know our issues. Be present. We all need to stay in fellowship this year. And have an accountability partner. If it's something you're struggling with, you know you don't want to do it, but God is telling you to do it, tell somebody so they can keep you honest and they can check in with you from time to time. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for a new year. We thank you for your plans for this ministry. And for all those that are here today, Father, continue to work on us, God. Father, continue to just do whatever you desire to do in us, God. And Lord, we just pray that you'll have your way, God. For we know that it's all for your glory, God. Be with us. Stay with us. Go before us. Cover us with your blood, Lord God, that no harm or danger will come near us, God. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.